Proclamation number 4023 of 15th of April, 1947. Grace. God's word, greatest grace. Grace flows to you in abundance. For grace is the whole of earthly life for you. Grace is all suffering that comes upon you. And grace is that you are constantly guided by me until the end of your life. Your whole life is an uninterrupted grace in its individual experiences for you. For nothing approaches you arbitrarily, but everything is imposed on you by me in foresight of your will, as it is helpful for your spiritual development. Therefore it is also a grace if you are granted an exceptionally difficult earthly life, for then you also have the opportunity to mature exceptionally. But the greatest grace is the attention of my word. For my word is the most effective means of help, and it will certainly lead to the aim if you let it take effect in you. Everything that helps to change your soul, to turn your will towards me and to let you strive spiritually is a grace. And thus you are surrounded by gifts of grace during your earthly life which you only need to use, i.e., open yourselves up to their effect, by only wanting your earthly progress to be successful for the soul, by thus recognizing me and choosing me as your aim. And then you will certainly reach your aim, for I will draw anyone who wants to come to me and the ascent will be easy for him. He must not forget that he is in the abyss and has to strive upwards in order to reach me, and that he therefore constantly needs my help, and every means I use to make it easy for him to climb up is a grace. If you thus grasp the meaning of the word grace, then you will never need to fear that the aim is unreachable for you. Let yourselves be drawn by me and just don't resist me. Listen to my word, accept it in your hearts and comply with it, then you will fulfill my will, and then every grant of grace will also have an effect on you. Your desire for me will be intensified, your faith in me will deepen and your love for me will become more intimate. For this is the effect of my grace, that you increasingly turn away from the world and unite with me more deeply. For grace originates from me and also leads back to me again if the human being does not close himself off to its effect. But if my word is offered to you directly from above, a gift of grace is at your disposal whose value you cannot measure. I speak to you myself. Is there anything more powerful and effective than hearing myself speak and being able to receive strength in abundance with the word? Can there still be any doubt that my word will surely lead to the aim? Is my word not the most telling proof that I draw the willing to me? That I love you and want to lead you to eternal life? If you therefore have this certainty of possessing my love, if you feel my love for you through the acceptance of my word, can you then still doubt that my grace is available to you without measure, and can you then still be anxious whether you will reach your aim? You can receive my word at any time and in all places, directly or through my servants on earth, and if you make use of every opportunity to listen to me and now make my will your own, you will always be in the midst of grace and safely reach your aim. Your soul will mature on earth and you will be able to enter the light when judgment day has come for you. Amen.